It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Buddy Petrie. What if we treated addiction like a curable biological illness? That is a question UT Health San Antonio's Brett Ginsburg is trying to answer as he studies transcranial magnetic stimulation as a potential treatment for alcohol use disorder. You may have heard of TMS as a treatment for major depressive disorder.
So we already know that this can be effective for treating depression. We're starting to get a signal that, yes, these same targets may be relevant to people with substance use disorders.
Ginsburg is the director of the Biochemical Pharmacology Analytical Laboratory at UT Health San Antonio and says the idea here is that some substance use disorders may be driven by misfires in executive control.
The things that allow us to plan for the future and make thoughtful evaluations that are based on something beyond just raw emotion or a need at the moment.
Ginsburg's study uses an electromagnet to try to get executive functioning back in sync.
So it targets the specific brain region we're interested in, and it just pulses a magnetic field into that part of their brain at a very high rate of speed.
That resyncing is called reentrainment.
And so we think that by re-entraining that brain firing pattern, we can get it synced again so that the executive control can strengthen again and better choices can result. More deliberative choices, more rational choices, more health-conscious choices.
That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Buddy Petrie.